Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Kobe in Copenhagen
2024!
Welcome to Kobe in Copenhagen, the first episode of the year. I'm so happy to be sitting here in the studio with Marius.
We're back, baby!
And of course, it's also wonderful to be sitting with Abby.
We're back, baby!
Yes! Copenhagen's podcast.
Vi er tilbage, skat, som vi siger det på dansk.
Vi er tilbage, skat. Vi er tilbage, skat.
Copenhagen is a podcast about life in Copenhagen, about life in Denmark. It's like in Scandinavia. It's like life in general.
I like Scandinavia.
And we talk about the news, and we talk about experiences in Denmark and Scandinavia and life in general. And hey, guys, it's the new year, and we said in the last episode that we had ideas, we had plans. And I think it's about time we start talking about those plans. Yeah. And we're going to start talking about them now, and someday we'll get them going.
Yeah. Here we go.
I want to say.
Yeah.
We're all really excited about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The three of us came into the studio today, though, and it is clear to me and Marius that Owen has made a Coping in Copenhagen vision board.
He's been journaling.
He maybe snorted some cocaine about this subject. We're excited. You can do. It's like
stay up 48 hours.
You can go on a vision quest. A
lot of stickers. Just stickers on the board.
There's
some
like
of the
red
ideas.
String. Yeah. Okay, we're excited.
And we're honored. And we love you, buddy.
Are we ready to take this leap? Are we ready to jump into the next year?
I am.
I'm ready.
Kopi and Copenhagen has Patreon.
Whoa.
Some say something we should have had years ago.
Some say 6 years in.
6 years in.
New Patreon. That's the right timeline.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, listen, have we earned your trust?
Yeah.
Have we given you enough free content?
Like the queen. We waited for the right time.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Don't talk about the news yet. Yes, Kobe in Copenhagen has Patreon. So we will have we're starting off with one tier. So it's a wonderful thing where you can come and you can help us out. You can become a Patreon supporter and then you get exclusive content.
I miss these hand gestures.
Yeah.
Big hands.
And I will say the watch you've got. Is that a new watch?
Yeah, I got a new watch.
That's a beautiful, really,
Owen is trying to launch the Patreon.
Oh, sorry.
Oh my God, stop talking about
it. I got mesmerized.
His accessories.
I got mesmerized.
Owen, back on track. Listen.
So we have a Patreon. Yes. If you become a Patreon member, it's 60 kroner. Right, and that's going to work out to like less than 20 kroner an episode, because there's some other news. We're doing two episodes a week now.
Two episodes a week.
Maybe three, maybe four in the future.
And
two at least.
Listen, this is the big news. If you join Patreon, you get an extra 45 minute to an hour long episode of us
every month
in your ears.
Yep.
Every month, an episode for you.
And that's going to be something special. But we're doing something slightly different there.
Yeah, the first one, we're going to watch this movie on Netflix that has been in the top 10 films of 44 countries.
Wow.
But Marius still hadn't heard of it. And it's like, Ein Regard. It's a Billy August production.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like a Spike.
We haven't researched it yet. We will when we watch it.
But the Queen also does a 40-minute like a special thing where she talks about
40-minute like,
anyway, listen,
podcast.
She only gives a 17-minute speech on New Year's. She did a 40-minute Netflix episode about this movie, and we're gonna watch both of them and we're gonna talk about them for a long episode that you can listen to if you join our Patreon. Listen, mm-hmm. We are making a Patreon for you to support us financially so that we can keep doing this podcast. Mm-hmm. I have been doing this podcast with these guys for a year now. I'm very excited about that anniversary. I got a face cake. These guys have been doing this podcast for 6 years. Mm-hmm. Neff never made any money at all. It is becoming...
That was 500 kroner once we had to share.
That one time. Yeah, that one time.
I am still waiting for my 175 kroner cut from that. You know, this is a retroactive agreement. This is really fun for us.
Yeah.
We need to make it into more of a job. So you can help us do that. Join our Patreon. If you love this show, let other people know. That's what's going to help us keep doing it forever and ever. We are making more content than ever before for you for free. And then even more of it for a little bit of your money.
Yes.
I would say it's not only, I don't only see this as a financial benefit for us, should you be so inclined to sign up for our Patreon. I also think it's a, because I feel like the last year we've seen the Copenhagen community grow.
Yeah.
We've seen so many people write
us. So nice.
The It's Not Just Debbie Roger list has been growing.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, maybe we should, that's behind a paywall starting very soon. <list. laughs> still for a couple weeks, you can just email us to get on it, but
Before I forget, there's someone new who needs.
Yeah, we got a new one over Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
But I just wanted to say, I think it'd be nice because on this Patreon, we can have a little message board. Yep. We can write to each other. We want to create a little community so we can cope even better in Copenhagen.
Absolutely. And the other news is we're doing two episodes a week. So every Friday you're going to get the news, Copenhagen news, and every Monday you're going to get the chats. We're going to have a chit chat about a topic, a particular story we want to delve into.
Yeah.
So you're going to get double the fun. And then we're doing news one day, we're doing chats the other day, and then we're going to have a fun day too. Every now and then, we might have a friend come on.
A little surprise.
We might have a little surprise every now and then. More content. Content.
Guys, I'm the one with the friends.
It's year of content. Yeah,
they don't have any.
That's true.
All obviously their friends are in this room. We're getting matching tattoos this year.
Are we friends now?
I wanted to spring it on you. Happy 2024.
We're
friends now.
We've got a friend on.
Bring on 2024. Yeah. Okay. All right. With all that out of the way, Marius, what's the news?
We're starting with mine. I feel like there's a big story that Abby was very excited about.
So I was with my family, my immediate family, my two kids, my partner, and his best friend from high school, and his kid, and we were just like hanging out, and I got messages on my phone from the Coping in Copenhagen group chat, which is called
ping pong.
And they were like, whoa, and I was like, what? And they were like, the New Year's beach, oh my god. And I was like, what? And they were like, can you believe it? And I was like, what are you doing?
So many exclamations.
Never saying what we meant.
I got to say to the
just
other
that gif of that guy's head blown,
and then one of you
over
said
and over again,
can you believe I don't know what you said, but it was like, it was vague enough for me to still guess. And then I got to be the one to say to the Danes, we have to turn on the Queen's New Year's speech right now. And I was just like the hero of, I really appreciate it. Yeah. So what happened was, we turned on the New Year's speech. I was like, I think she's abdicating.
Mm-hmm.
That was what I gathered from our group chat.
Mm-hmm.
And these two Danes were like, okay. I am not sure about that. And we listened to the speech, and the whole time we're getting like to the 14 minute mark, she still hasn't said anything. It's a beautiful speech. I'm crying. And I'm thinking like, oh my god, she's gonna abdicate, and I'm in tears. I'm just finding out right now that I love this queen, that I too am a monarchist like Owen. I didn't know. And I'm crying, and I'm like, she's going to abdicate. And the Danes are like looking at me like, okay, we have 3 minutes left. Like, this isn't happening. And then she does it.
Yeah.
She abdicated. She's like, now is the right time. I'm 80 years old. You know, us 80-year-olds can't do the same stuff as, and also, by the way, I watched that whole thing in Danish subtitles, and hey, I think I understood it all.
Whoa.
And you know, we can't be sure.
No,
but
I think she's very good to listen to.
She's great.
Very clear Danish.
It was like, actually, and it was like nicely paced.
Yeah.
And she didn't get her papers mixed up this year.
No, she was killing
it
this year.
She was really good.
Yeah. Also, you know, what size paper does she have that printed on? Like, you know, it's like
size. There was something about the paper. I feel like the microphone was too close to the paper.
Oh, I thought that was nice. Could hear it. It was like ASMR-y. I thought that was nice.
So the news is, if you've just woken woken up after a brutal hangover and you didn't watch the Queen's speech, the Queen is abdicating. She's leaving. She's heading
January
out.
January 14th. I'm going to be in France. When she abdicates. I mean, when there's a king, I'm so upset. I'm like, now all of a sudden I'm invested in the royal family and I really care.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, she's giving the throne over to her son, Crown Freddy. Prince Frederick, who I have to say, I haven't paid much attention to. My husband really likes him. Met him a couple times, I think. Oh. Yep, that's a normal thing. I think in Denmark, people meet the royal family, sort of. And he really likes him. People really like him. I'm all of a sudden devastated because now I know I love the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen pictures more often now because I'm like, okay, I got to get used to it. He's very hot.
Fred.
He's very hot. He will be the hottest reigning monarch. I am pretty sure. I am pretty sure.
He's sexier than Prince Charles? Oh, King Charles, I guess.
King Charles, I love you.
I will also say that I think I haven't really seen a lot of headlines about this, but Queen Margrethe was the last reigning female monarch right now. She was the last queen of Europe.
Oh, I like that. Queen of Europe.
She was the last queen of Europe.
Queen of the world, really. Yeah. I mean.
But she's not going to be anymore, and then there's going to be none of those. And I just want to say, too.
And longest reigning after Lizzie. I'm a bit nervous with Frederick, though.
Why?
Because I think he has never been very good in sort of addressing the public, giving speeches. That's not his forte. He's a physical guy. He's good at that.
He's a physical king. He's like a physical comedian.
He's good at bench pressing.
He's covering his hands, not so much the talking.
He's going to be walking up the stairs to the castle and he's going to fall down and slapstick. You know, he's like a physical
Buster
king.
Buster Keaton.
Yeah.
He's the Buster Keaton of kings.
I know what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
Okay, so I just think it's very queenly and like good ruler-like to abdicate the throne when you're in your 80s.
Yeah.
And be like, you know what? I think it's time. And it's kind of annoying because she was the last queen.
Mm.
And what a queen move to do it. Like, what a clear-thoughted. Like how I think, you know? What a clear-thoughted move. But do you know, like, it's just like, yeah, okay, so she's a queen. She's thinking clearly. She's making decisions not just based on, like, maintaining power.
She's making
decisions based on the good of the country for real, and that means no more queens. What a bummer.
No king's gonna be doing that.
I know.
No.
And the king of Sweden, I saw something today
I'm not doing it. Stop asking me.
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going.
He's like, yes, I am 1,000 years old.
And he's not doing great.
I know. And she's like, listen, I'm going to retire because I noticed that in my hobby of designing like stage backgrounds for the royal opera.
Yeah, she makes clothes.
I'm just going a little slower.
Yeah, she's an artist.
Yeah.
God, she's amazing. She's amazing.
Everybody what I really liked that she did was also, which I thought it was a bit of a boss move. She didn't tell Mette, and Mette does a speech, you know.
She didn't tell Mette.
Okay.
So she did tell Mette, but she gave her like very little time to sort of, oh, this is happening.
That's
he gave
cool
her like 25 minutes before.
Because I was wondering, because
we kept it very close to the.
I was watching the speech and I was wondering who knew. Because, like you said, it's the Queen speaking and then there's Danish subtitles. And if you're quick, you can see the subtitles are before she says something. So they've been pre-written. So whoever wrote the subtitles knew the Queen was advocating.
Yeah, yeah.
And then.
Owen's like, God. He actually just put like a little like plaid cabbie hat on and he has a tiny pipe and he's got a little magnifying glass up to his eye
and I suddenly became a doctor.
but then if you see the crowd with the sexy newscaster guy and the other ones who are there for that's what he's known for, just like a sexy guy
King Frederick, everyone is sexy.
But everyone seemed pretty calm. They're like, you know.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule.
It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There wasn't like, oh my God. I don't know why there was a German there, but.
Oh my God. Oh
I'm
my
sure
God.
They
Lifeless!
Were... But I'm sure they're warned, right? They're like, she's going to say something.
Yeah, there must have been some, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I was shocked. I was shocked. I cried.
I mean,
still crying now.
Where were all these tears?
I know. You know, I felt nothing until
the last 52 years. Eh?
52 years, yeah. I had to cry before this.
Yeah, yeah. And let it all out once. Now.
Yeah.
Let it all out.
Actually,
now.
I think last year with her New Year's speech, I think a couple times with her New Year's speech, I felt moved by the way that she chooses her words so carefully and clearly. Like that, I do feel like there's a way with which she has chosen to like guide the country that is. Beautiful. Like that I actually that anybody could say those words, but I believe them coming from her. Like I believe in this like sense of I think a couple times I've listened to her New Year's speech and be like, oh, you are not above shaming the country a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And being like, behave yourselves.
Yeah.
And I feel like it is. Like it's parental. It's like yeah. There's something about her that I trust that even if, because we were talking about it with my kids and we were like, yeah, probably she has a lot of help writing these speeches. It's not just her. There are people like weighing in and making sure she doesn't say anything that's like going to get her in trouble. But I believe the sentiments are really hers.
Yep.
And I believe they're like good and good hearted in a way that I don't think just the word, like if somebody else were saying it, I'd be like, oh, another talking mouthpiece. I believe
yeah.
her.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean it's like an Obama kind of thing. Like some people are good at speaking,
yes.
and like you yeah. believe there's a you believe there's something behind them, mm-hmm. and some people are just like good
might
at writing.
Might also be a scarcity effect that you only get like one speech yeah. from her a year.
Yeah,
so you're like you're not like constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, great!
Yeah, here
cool.
we go,
another talking
one.
Head
yeah.
kind of. From
I'm so curious to see how Freddie's going to be. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. I'm interested too. I hope I like him. I hope yeah. I like him more than 52 years into his reign.
I like that there's no, seemingly there's no like ceremony for him to take the crown, right? It's just
it's
like this.
Be something.
But you know, but it's not a big thing. It's not like where King Charles yeah. had this massive, like bombastic event.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I think they,
that's
it's like the minister. Yeah, no, it's yeah. the minute, like she goes on, someone told me like she goes onto the balcony, the prime minister goes, yeah, I'm witnessing this. And then they just go, they shake hands or something.
Do you know what?
the queen yeah. and Frederick shake
just
hands and like,
and
yeah, yeah, there
on.
You go. Yeah.
Just like we've been greeting each other your whole life. We yeah. just shake hands. Good night, darling. It's yeah. nice to see you for 5 minutes today. The next day after we watched
the King's speech movie.
I said it. The Queen's speech. We were talking about, it was like January 2nd and our house guests were gone and we're like, oh, let's watch a movie together, like just the family. And my 5-year-old said, well, how about we watch another Queen's speech?
Aww.
Isn't that so sweet?
That's very sweet.
Like, can you believe my 5-year-old was like, I would like to watch that old lady speak
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
But I think he liked the conversations that we had around it. And he
yeah, yeah, yeah.
definitely liked
it's cozy. It's
yeah,
cozy.
The soldier situation was probably interesting.
Probably helped, yeah.
yeah. yeah. But one more thought I had about the Queen that I wanted to say is just a few minutes ago on this podcast, I said the words like, isn't it cool that she designed the backgrounds for the Royal Theater? Mm. I will say my opinion on that, even like probably 5 minutes before her speech, when I decided I loved her, was that is annoying that she does that and takes jobs from like the two other people
yeah.
that could design. I was like, okay, I'm sorry, you're going up against the Queen
yeah.
for designing the theater. So I still kind of think that too, but I think probably like the amount of like draw that she creates is also like a favor to the country and
yeah.
a favor to the theater and all of those things. Anyway, interesting, interesting.
Marius.
Yeah.
We've spent a first episode and we're already off the rails. We have a long chat.
Listen, nobody listens to us for the rails. Nobody's
that's
like,
going on a t-shirt.
Nobody's like, I gotta tune into Coping in Copenhagen so things will be succinct.
Give us some more news there, good sir.
Well, another queen,
yeah.
Mette Frederiksen.
No.
The Prime Minister of Denmark.
Yeah, we're already us Americans are already confused enough about what those things mean. Okay, Marius, back off.
Okay. The Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen, she also had an address to the public. Mm. And besides a lot of the focus became on sort of praising Queen Margrethe, and she probably had to rewrite her speech hastily New Year's Eve, which I thought was a fun little, nice little gift from Margrethe to Mette.
Says the guy who runs an improv theater. Cool. Gift. Yes, and Mette.
No, see, I would have nailed that. But I'm sure Mette had to struggle a bit. And her fucking, hordes of lobbyists and screen writers. Anyway. Not my prime minister. Anyway, in her address, she announced that they're gonna help people make more babies.
Oh yeah, I heard this.
We be not making enough babies here in Denmark. I think on a global scale, more or less, we're in decline.
Can I just say, you know what this always makes me think of? I had to say this every time, but I made you guys a couple babies, and I'm still not allowed to live here permanently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
she means Denmark, not Marius and I.
I have been sending some letters.
Two babies each. Two babies. That's a quota. If you host a podcast with me, you get a couple of babies. But anyway,
there's news there. For foreigners, you have to make three babies. Then you get a permanent residence.
There you go, Abby. There you go.
That's not true.
You can skip the test. No, that's true. That's new.
Wait, what?
No, of course.
Oh, my God.
Stop with the
lies. He's back, baby.
I was already doing like math in my head. I was like,
can I get one more?
I'm like, oh, my God. Okay. God, this fucking country.
We'll do another one.
God. I
have a child.
No, so they're offering a fertility help for your second child.
Okay.
So it used to be that your first child, you could, like, IVF was covered by the state and all this stuff, and now IVF is covered for your second child.
Yeah, I think for your first child, there was also changed something there, because you had like three free goes
rounds,
and I think now it's five or six.
Wow.
So yeah, they're really kind of pushing for us to push out some babies.
Or you could just give me permanent residency so I'll stay here with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
It's also gotten some critique a little bit, this initiative, because they say this is mostly going to affect the rich. Because like fertility is also very expensive if you don't get it, sort of, and there's you quite often have to do a couple of tries, if I'm sort of correct. I don't know.
For
it to work, there's like a low success rate, as far as I understand. Okay. A lot of well-off, sort of the upper middle class, and the rich are sort of typically also those who have kids later in life.
Yeah.
Because they focused a lot on the career, or there's studies around women and finding partners if they're sort of quite career-focused and stuff like that. So they fear a little bit that this is going to be mostly benefiting the upper middle class and beyond this initiative. Let's see. That's not quite conclusive yet. It's every eighth child born is born by sort of a fertility. So one out of
fertility treatments.
Wow. Fertility treatments here in Denmark.
Yeah.
So it's pretty, it's quite a lot. And it made me think that this is one initiative, but like in the end, it should be more sort of like it's our lifestyle, right? It's what we eat, it's what our clothing, it's like all of these things that are affecting our ability to have children, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, then there's the idea about career, sort of. But like our men's sperm count is in sort of lowering, and like I think it's also harder for women the older. No, I actually don't know if that's true. That would be me completely pulling something out of my ass, so I won't say that. But
well, I mean, certainly age plays a factor in your ability.
I mean, that's always played a factor, but I think it's a
cultural thing. I mean, I'm not sure that, like, I think more people are choosing not to have kids, and I think that for many people that's a really good choice. But like, I think that Denmark has been on sort of like the forefront of sort of advertising for people to get pregnant. I mean, I heard about this for the first time, I think, like 14 years ago, that Denmark had that ad that was like, do it for Denmark or something, like, because people just are making a choice to wait longer. They're making a choice to not have kids. And the Danish government is like, wait a second. We had all these plans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that yeah. So that campaign was, if you could prove that you on your vacation...
Had a baby.
Oh my God.
Not had okay, the baby no, on sorry. Vacation.
sorry.
Had sex on your vacation.
10-month vacation.
Got pregnant on your vacation.
Yes.
You would get...
Yes.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah.
If you could document that, like, 9 months ago, I was on a holiday.
And now I have a baby.
You would get... I can't remember if some of your... the money back from your holiday
tax
basically.
Breaks
but I but breaks. There were also I didn't know about that that's crazy
that was a campaign that was doing for Denmark
but yeah. I saw like the ads that were like have a baby for your country like that were just like yeah right like that was a thing
that sounds very like
yep let's
so, like, they were supposed to be cute and funny and like yeah. I don't know I remember these maybe
but they're just annoying and they don't sleep and they cry and they make messes. Marius, do you have any other news?
Well, it's just a follow-up. There was like kind of a meme based on this. Like speaking of fascists, it looked a bit. And this was just a fun meme, but it was like Prince Frederick with a sort of a machine gun pistol, and the Danish flag, and Mary like hugging his leg. I think it's some famous photo where they just put their heads in.
Okay.
Like now that he's the new king.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought that's making the rounds on YouTube right now.
Quick bit of news. Musk. Has stopped going through the Red Sea again.
So I don't know anything.
Is this a euphemism?
Jesus. No. So there was the Red. A lot of major shipping companies had stopped going through the Red Sea because of attacks from Yemen. And then Maersk was
from
like
Yemen or from pirates.
Yeah, I think it was pirates. Yeah.
No, I think it was a retaliation from Yemen rebels because of the war in Gaza.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Wow. I don't even know the right question to ask about that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Piracy is an issue there as well, but I think the recent attacks have been because I want to say Houthi. It's something like that. It's not a correct phrase, but anyway. But it's they're part of they align with Hamas and Hezbollah. Musk decided to go for it again, and
the Danish shipping.
The Danish company decided to go for it again, whereas other companies were like, "Fuck no, it's still dangerous." And now, just today, on Thursday, they said, "Actually, it's too dangerous. We're stopping again," which means there could be like logistical issues going forward.
And there is that movie about with Pile Osbeck. Is that guy's name?
Pile Osbeck.
He's also very handsome, I think.
I don't know who he is.
Well, I did think so in Bourne, and then I rewatched Bourne, and I was like, oh, I think I've matured beyond his bad boy antics, just so you guys know.
He was the annoying...
No, you're trying to seduce me to tone down the bad boy antics. But there's a movie that he has where he's like on a shipping container, and then there's pirates. Is that right? It's a part Danish movie, like Mine Children.
Is that the Tom Hanks film?
I don't think Tom Hanks and Pilo Ausbeck has been in the same movie, but email us at copinginkopenhagen@gmail.com if we're wrong, or if you just want to send us a synopsis of the movie I'm talking about.
And that's the first episode of the year.
I got a little hot tip.
Give
for
us some hot tips, Marius.
I'm just gonna give one because we're running out of town.
We're running out of town. It's going on the shirt, baby.
Leave
running
now.
Running out of town.
All is known. Leave now.
This Sunday, you can do a free Lindy Hop dance class at Happy Feet Studio, Ørnevej 33. Go get your Happy Feets on. It's at 12. Happy Feet Studio. Go get it.
Oh, and January 14th, you can go stand in front of the palace while there's a new king, but we don't know if anything will happen.
There might be a guillotine, but don't.
Until Monday, stay
coping.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.